This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that custom home builder, actually he's a superintendent for a custom home builder, Mike makes $105,000 a year. Boom shakalaka boom. All right, on the phone now is Yvonne. Is it Yvonne or Yvonne? Yvonne, Yvonne?
Yvonne.
Yvonne. Yeah. Yvonne likes his money. Yvonne in Lakewood. Thank you for listening to the Morning Wolf Pack. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary.
Thank you. I think you guys are doing something really great here.
Ooh, go on.
You're just digging for compliments, Yvonne.
I just really think it's important that people know how much jobs are paying.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very true. You know, in fact, since we started doing this, I mean, believe it or not, it's been 5 years now of Share Your Salary. They have changed law in Olympia. They have changed law. You have to post a salary now because it's like, why are we doing all the interviews, man? I don't even know if I'm going to be able to pay my bills with this job, right?
Exactly.
And we have uncovered a lot of people, too, getting grossly underpaid, so that's helpful. But anyway, let's get to this. Yvonne, what do you do for a living?
I am a radiologic technologist, better known as an x-ray tech.
Okay, I like that first name, though. That's fancy. That's all fancy. All right, so let's put a minute on the clock. You know how this works, Yvonne. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. But then you're going to share that salary as a, you said, radiologic technologist?
Correct.
Whew, that's a mouthful. All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, you ready?
Yes.
I said bring it on your mark, get set, and go.
What sort of certification or education do you have?
I have an associate's degree.
What is the strangest thing you've seen in an x-ray that wasn't supposed to be there?
That's a good question. I mean, a kid once swallowed a battery that I found.
Is this your first job as an x-ray tech?
No.
What kind of shift work are you doing there? You doing the 410s or the 384s? What do you got? What are you pulling?
I work 5/8.
When did you get this current job?
I've been there for 2 years.
Are you ever worried about the radiation and stuff like that? Because we're all wearing vests and you're not.
Right, but the wall I stand behind is made of lead, so I don't even get enough exposure to have any sort of, it's called a dosimeter, which measures the amount of radiation you receive.
Are you the breadwinner?
No.
Would you recommend this job to other people?
Yes.
Do you plan
I'm
to
sorry,
stay
Gabe, there goes the, do you hear the timer? The timer was so loud.
No, actually.
Keep going.
I'm going to train into CT this summer.
Hi-oh, there it is. There's the answer. Could be the difference maker. All right, if you are listening, text your guest right now to 253-642-WOLF. What do you think Yvonne in Lakewood is making as a radiologic technologist? And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Yvonne's going to share her salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Yvonne. She lives in Lakewood, and she is a radiologic technologist. Before we do the deal and Yvonne shares her salary, Gabe, what else did we just learn?
She has her associate's degree. She's been at her current job for about 2 years. She is not the breadwinner. She said she doesn't plan to stay there because she's switching to, CT?
Old CTAC assembly?
I don't know. I work in radio.
Yeah.
And she said the craziest thing that someone has ever swallowed is a battery.
Yeah. All right. Now, I didn't say swallow. I just said, what's the weirdest thing you've ever seen in an x-ray?
Oh, okay. battery.
Okay. Okay. That's egregious. All right. Let's see. Gabe, You broke Captain Ron's win streak the last time we played, so you're up.
So I believe that we've had an X-ray tech on before, and especially if she mentioned the fact that she's going to be switching jobs and she's not the breadwinner, I'm going to go with 71.
All right, Captain Ron, yeah, time to take the title back, sir. What are you thinking?
Okay, I've been feeling 62 this whole time.
Ooh.
It feels like that's kind of the range that all these techs have, so I'm sticking with it.
All right, Debbie in Seattle is in on the text message with 60, and I'm going to lowball all he is because I feel like if she's moving on and she wants to get to the next thing, this job doesn't pay what she needs. Now, she might not be the breadwinner, but maybe she's the vacation person. Maybe she's the kids' school supply person. She's not making enough money here. She needs to get a better job. Although 60's good, with a medical background, she should be making some more. So here we go. We got 60, 62, and 71. Yvonne, those are our guesses, but nobody really knows. That is why it is time to end the conversation. It is time for you to share your salary.
What is it ever?
I make $63,000.
Oh, dang. Captain Ron, that little voice was so close to being exactly right, but it was there. So overall, you know, do you find that you enjoy your job? Are you glad you got into it, Yvonne? Give us a breakdown on that.
I love my job. It's really interesting. I never do the same thing twice. Well, I take that back. I do a lot of the same thing twice.
But yeah.
It's just every day I get to take care of people. And, you know, imaging is a huge part of medical diagnosis. And yeah, I just like doing what I do.
I will tell you, as a customer, as a patient, and I've broken a lot of bones, I get really frustrated when the X-ray tech, so you're not allowed to tell people what you see, right? Even though you know what you're looking at. Yeah. And I'm always like, bro, dangle the carrot. Like, I got to wait for my appointment in 2 weeks with a doctor. Like, just tell me. And when I did break my leg, I did get the person. I go, it's bad, right? And the guy kind of looked at me and goes, yeah, it's not. Yeah, you're done.
It's broken. No, it's the... But if we told you something was wrong and then it turned out it isn't wrong or there's something going on, then now we've caused you a whole bunch of worry that didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Do you do it like...
So I'm trained to take the pictures, not read the pictures.
Mm. Yeah, but you've gotten pretty good at it, I bet. Like, you know what you're seeing, but...
Well, I mean, maybe.
Hey, what did the kid who swallowed the battery end up doing to get that out of... Do you have any idea how that ended for him?
I don't really see them once they leave the exam room. I would guess they just let it pass.
Man, I hope it was a AAA. I hope it wasn't one of those D batteries. You know, the square ones, Gabe?
As a small.
Yeah, hope it was a watch battery.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Yvonne, well, listen, you're great. It was fun chatting with you. Thanks for calling in. And, you know, like you said, you're helping other people out, so we appreciate it.
Thank you. It was really good being on with you guys.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.